A war of words on Twitter tonight all starts with singer Richard Marx and Rand Paul. Senator Paul upset, apparently, that the musician was, at least in his opinion, inciting violence against him. Then into the middle of the whole thing stepped comedian Stephen Colbert. He entered the fray.
That's right. And after all, someone sending an envelope full of white powder to the Kentucky senator's home certainly got his attention. News Nation's Adrian Bankert joins us to explain exactly what is happening here. Adrian?
Yes, good evening to you both. There's his stand against what he called threatening language from Marx, then the response to Colbert after his criticism of the senator for not wanting to be vaccinated. And Rand Paul, in response, is not staying silent.
No laughing matter. Rand Paul is calling out Twitter and Stephen Colbert. First, the late-night talk show host weighing in on Paul's decision not to get the COVID vaccine, saying experts should have to prove it's better than antibodies.
They don't have to prove that seat belts are better than accidents, or that wearing a parachute is better than hitting the earth at terminal velocity, or that having hot spikes driven into your ears is better than listening to Rand Paul.
Rand replying on Fox News.
In India, there's not enough vaccines. Do you think we should be debating whether people in India should be getting the vaccine who have already had the disease? That could save millions of lives. And that's the idea that I have, that you should vaccinate first those who have not had the disease and let the people who have had the disease count on their natural immunity. Nobody wants to get infected. This should not be a political issue.
At the same time, the Kentucky senator is taking Twitter to task for not shutting down what he calls insightful language. In a statement to Politico, he writes, "It is reprehensible that Twitter allows C-list celebrities to encourage violence against me and my family. Just this weekend, Richard Marx called for violence against me, and now we receive this powder-filled letter." That suspicious package arrived at his home with a drawing of Paul in a cast and with crutches, a reference to the 2017 assault by his neighbor, which broke several of Paul's ribs. It was just a day after pop singer Richard Marx posted a now-removed tweet saying, "I'll say it again, if I ever meet Rand Paul's neighbor, I'm going to hug him and buy him as many drinks as he can consume." That set off an online rant. Some in on the joke, others put off, like this Twitter user posting, "Hate on him, but celebrating assault is not cool. Just call him out on his BS." Across networks, hosts pointed to one thing they can all agree on. Far fewer people are contracting the virus.
COVID cases in the U.S. have dropped to their lowest level in almost a year. Pretty soon, the only place you'll see Dr. Fauci is popping out of a costume on The Masked Singer.
And that's something all of us can be thankful for, the fact that the COVID cases are dropping, not necessarily The Masked Singer part. Meanwhile, we do want you to know that the FBI is investigating that powder-filled package sent to the senator's home. Back to you guys.
Adrian, thank you.